Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hey, Nate.
Hey, Tim.
Yeah, I mean, it feels pretty weird to say welcome back. I feel like that's those are the words, I guess, we usually use when we start a new episode. And it's just, this is going to be a different kind of episode today. So if you're scrolling through, I was thinking about this, scrolling through the episodes, you're going to see episode 92, and then you're going to see this one, episode 93. And it's just the next episode in the line on your podcast app. But so much has transpired in the world and in our personal lives between that 92nd and this 93rd episode. It's just a lot.
Yeah, it was a hell of a year. So I guess first what we want to do is give you a little explainer as to why we've been gone and there's been no podcast. And then we'll talk a little bit about where things are headed from here.
Yeah, and just before we do that, I want to say thank you to everyone who supported the show on Patreon, even during this last year. I totally understand all those of you who jumped off of the Patreon support. Totally get that. And for those of you who stayed on and continued to support us, really appreciate that. And also just want to say thank you to all those who emailed, tweeted, Facebook messages, Instagram comments, checking in on us, seeing how we were doing. And sorry we didn't like give too many updates in that time, but I'm really grateful for you all checking in on us and continue to support us over this kind of crazy year.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. Well, I was the original reason, I guess on top of COVID, but that we had paused the show last year. So I'll go first and kind of share just a quick overview of what happened for me last year. And and it was really the culmination, I guess, of kind of a number of crazy years and strange years for me. And to talk about 2020, I have to go back at least to 2018, 2019, and share a piece I've never really shared on the show, which is that I have some chronic health issues, some digestive issues. I have ulcerative colitis, and that can kind of trigger some other things, and some things just not related. Like I've had atrial fibrillation, and I've had SIBO, and some of these other conditions that most people are going to be like, I don't know what you're talking about. But then the few of you that do have those conditions or know someone with one of those conditions, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Very unpredictable and can be pretty challenging. And I have never shared that on the show before. So if you have one of those conditions or a different chronic health condition, something like that, love to hear from you. If you want to just send me an email, that'd be great to just kind of hear from others who have that in their life as well. But that's what 2018 into 2019 was for me. It was a pretty rough time with some of the chronic health really flaring up to the point of losing, 30 or 40 pounds and not being able to eat and just extremely low energy. And yeah, it was really, really rough. And that put a pretty big burden on my wife and on the family, and it's a really stressful situation. And I share that also because those conditions are made worse by stress. And as anyone who has those or knows someone who has digestive issues, those can be kind of brought on or made worse by those stressful situations and stressful environments. And it had been a pretty stressful environment at home for a while. And that environment goes back many years. And I think what I've learned in the last bit here is that I downplayed subconsciously the severity of that environment for the sake of trying to keep everything together for the kids and the family and the marriage. But then I just over the last 2 years, I feel like I watched my wife spiral in unhappiness and frustration. And some of that I understand, and some of that I don't understand at all. And then also saw her change a lot of who she wanted to be and the life that she wanted to have, and the things she valued changed. And that meant no longer with this marriage and doing family together. And so she ultimately decided to leave last year. And yeah, just super sad. Super sad to watch that and to try to hold on to that and to see her leave. So, you know, even these words that I have now, it's taken a lot of processing, a lot of thinking, a lot of talking, a lot of therapy to get to this place and to be able to share this. And so I'm sure as we do more episodes, do more shows, and different topics that we're talking about on the show come up, I think of how my story intersects with different things, and I'm sure that will happen. But yeah, wanted to share my reflections on how I experienced last year, my 2020 and before, and why we needed to initially pause the show for a while there.
Gosh. I mean, that was the good chunk of the year, was feeling like we needed to just shut down and focus on what was happening and the girls, and then reeling from that and processing it and grieving it. And I mean, even just right now, while we're sitting here talking, this, it's nothing new to me, and yet I just want to cry all over again. I mean, for years we've referred to us collectively, my family and your family, as the Framily, because we were friends that were family, and just feels like something broke that can't be fixed. And that actually was like coming off the heels of, I mean, we stopped recording in February, and it was right when COVID hit and the world went into lockdown, and it was like, wow, we're going to have this crazy couple months, you know? And then George Floyd was murdered, and it's like the world, Portland is on fire. I mean, it wasn't actually, it was just people protesting for change, but it was like everything was falling to pieces, both politically, nationally, and then just right here at home. And so for me, I early on felt like it was a no-brainer that like we shouldn't be on microphones. And I think Nate and I have been processing for the second half of the year of like, when do we get back on? What does that look like? And how do you know if you're ready? And what do you share? And what do you not share? And what is helpful for people to hear from us being honest and modeling, you know, transparency, and what is just like our baggage and each other's baggage and that we don't need to air to the world. And who needs the two white dudes talking on a podcast anymore anyway, like all those things. And then my world's kind of spiraled into a different place at the end of last year too. So that's where we started. Nate, I think you should say that, you know, I almost haven't believed you the last few times I've checked in, but you now are in a place where when I ask you how you're doing, you say you're doing well, and you're doing pretty good. So I think that's, if we're doing a check-in.
Yeah, I mean, I am, and that's why I've made that announcement that I'm going to be coming back and restarting the show. It's going to look a little different, and we'll get into that here in a bit. You know, and that's because of just lots of time processing and therapy and a lot of writing, a lot of getting words for my experience and just coming to grips with some of that. There's a lot of, you know, acceptance in there, I think, and moving on and kind of looking towards the future and honestly getting excited about the future in some different ways. And again, more of that will just happen, I think, as I talk to you all on this show as we go forward. But yeah, I'm in a much better place now. Maybe, and this sounds weird to say, but maybe one of the better places in my adult life. So yeah, I guess another thing that sounds weird to say is in this episode specifically, is that I'm excited. I am excited to come back to the show and start this up again with all of you and for some of the conversations that we're going to have coming up. So
yeah, so you're feeling like you're ready to get started and I am not. So Nate's going to run with the show solo for a little bit.
Yeah.
I may come back in the near future. I may come back in the not so near future. I don't know. But to share where I'm at, another part of this year for us was we had a second kid in January. Super stoked about that. But then all of a sudden we lose childcare with COVID, right? And, you know, even though we only record one episode, we're recording an episode a week. That was about 20 hours a week of reading for me, which I loved. It's in the middle. I was like, almost 250 pages into a book on all that crazy Leviticus stuff. And it just dropped. I have not had time to do any of that in the entire year because I'm at home taking care of two crazy little boys, which is great. We're lucky that my wife was able to keep her job and work remotely. And we're like making it work probably a lot better than a lot of people out there are. But like many people, COVID has just thrown an absolute wrench in just the day-to-day practicals.
Yeah.
So that's one. I'm just not in the headspace to jump back into the work. I hope I miss it. Actually, part of me misses it. Part of me doesn't miss it. But the other thing is, so I guess to preface this, so I have one brother, and my wife, Monique, has one brother. And the day after Christmas, my wife's brother, Greg, died suddenly of COVID. Completely healthy, 33-year-old. Took the virus and the pandemic seriously, took precautions. Felt sick, so he canceled all his Christmas plans to make sure that he wasn't going to be getting anybody else sick or put anybody at risk. Went in to get a COVID test and literally never left the hospital and was dead that morning. And my wife is devastated. I'm devastated. Her parents are devastated. And on top of that, grief for me is the fact that my own brother has refused to offer any condolences to us, to Monique, or even to speak to me, and has since clarified that the reason for that is that he is shunning us and has replaced me as his brother with members of his church because of this podcast. And so, like, Nate, you and I have talked for since we started this. One of the main reasons we started a podcast and one of the main reasons we named it Almost Heretical was to put out there ourselves as models to show people that it's not that scary. It feels scary to step outside of the bubble of orthodoxy or the bubble of what your church says is okay or the bubble of what your family has deemed permissible thought or whatever, and to allow people to critique us via an iTunes review or whatever so that you can see, like, hey, if people out there can go public with radically changing their beliefs and what they think about the faith and church and all that, and they're okay, well, then that means I'll be okay too. Like, we've wanted to just model that. And like right now, to just be perfectly honest, like I'm in a place where the rage and the anger that I feel on top of the grief, that because of liberal theological ideas that my own brother has actively forsaken me as his brother and right now has refused to offer the basic decency of telling my wife he's sorry that her only brother died and that my brother is out there a part of the anti-mask coalition of Christians who built a culture to fight a culture war against science and decency and the basics of loving your neighbor is literally the reason that my wife's brother is dead. And so I have a brother who's alive and is in a version of Christianity that he has deemed me dead to him, while my wife's actual brother, who was loving and good and her best friend, is gone, literally because of the work of Christians in the United States to do everything they could to keep us from fighting this pandemic over the last year. Like, that irony isn't the right word. I don't even have the word for it, but that cruel, sick thing, that fact of our life, honestly, for me right now is just too much. It's too much for me to have really anything to say positive about American Christianity or the church. That's not even to mention like the greater collapse in my eyes of American politics, largely due to the church. But all that to say, like, I'm not in the headspace to make the podcast, and I'm not in the emotional space to really say, to say anything that isn't entirely negative about American Christianity right now. And so in a version of, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all. And I say that it's trite. It's just not a good time for me to be making a podcast. And it feels like we're surviving, and it feels like I'm just trying to get through the day without drowning in grief and sadness and anger and crying kids. And, so part of me is like, oh, the podcast helped people and we still get emails saying thank you, that I feel liberated and I feel less alone. And so I want to do that. And then another part of me is like, I don't know, like just wear a mask, you know, like just like, I'm going to talk about Leviticus, you know, like, just for me, not, right now, I'm not going to talk about Leviticus. So, time changes feelings and it changes moods. So we'll see where I'm at in a few months or whatever. If you're interested, sometimes I do get on Twitter and I spout off about things, and then sometimes I don't touch it for a couple weeks. So, you can follow me on Twitter if you're interested. Nate and I will be talking. I may help brainstorm some of the podcast stuff going forward. But basically, Nate's year started really rough, and he's in a place where he feels like he's able to try to make good content for people. My year started just kind of like everybody's 2020 started, and then has gotten really bad. So I'm going to stay away for a while. So thank you all for the support, and that's it.
Man. So sad. And I mean, I think that's totally understandable and feels right now. And I guess just in describing where we're going a little bit, I came to Tim a few weeks back and was sharing that I feel like I'm ready to get going again. And I feel like a good way to get going again is to have a series of guests on and talk about 2020 and, you know, some of these crazy things that we all saw. So for any of you who have been sort of holding off on resubscribing or resupporting, the show's back. And thanks to all of you who kept supporting during this time as well. So yeah, so make sure you're subscribed again, share an episode with a friend. I'm excited about this show going forward, and I'm glad to be back having these conversations with you all.
I'm glad you're going to start making the podcast again, Nate. I wasn't wanting to talk about the podcast at all for the last few months, but I'm glad you're feeling ready, and I'm excited to hear what you make.
Thanks, dude. Yeah, I mean, obviously, I want to do this show with you. We've been doing this since, what was it, late 2017, I guess. We started recording in your backyard, and, you know, a ton has happened in the world and in our lives, just with kids and then, you know, all the stuff we talked about here. But this is my, I mean, just so you all know, like, that's what I want to do. I want to make a show with Tim and hope we can do that again eventually. But I mean, in the meantime, I'm going to try to have as interesting of conversations as I can have with some really cool guests. So I'm excited for that. I'm excited to hear all of your thoughts, all of you who are listening along right now, wherever you might be. And it's just, it's crazy to me when I read back all the emails we got this last year, just how connected you all feel to this. You know, even in a year where this show was furthest from our mind sometimes, some of you were still just discovering it and maybe being helped by something we said or a series we did or a guest we had on. Yeah, for many of you, maybe this is one of the first episodes you've ever heard, which is pretty awkward. Sorry about that. But yeah, welcome to the journey. There are lots of past episodes to check out. This is now going into year 4 of the show, and I'm really excited to see where this goes. So thank you to everyone for sticking it out with us. We'll be back next time with a really cool guest. So make sure you're subscribed and talk to you then.